Hey guys, welcome back to the Wealth and Wellness Studio, a podcast that is helping you get hotter, wealthier, healthier, and happier. Guys, so hello from the dead. I have been sick for the last 2 weeks. My family all got sick through Christmas and then into New Year's. So the healthier section struggled a little bit in the beginning, but thankfully we are back and better than ever. And before we get started in today's episode, I do just want to say that if you enjoy the content and you want to support us, please subscribe and give us a follow as well on our Instagram. And we are so happy you're here on this journey and listening and learning as well as we are learning at the same time. It's always better to have a group of people rather than be by yourself. You feel a lot more motivated. So welcome and thank you for being here. So getting into today's episode, we decided we wanted to keep the episodes pretty short. As Nat had mentioned before, some of the episodes are going to be longer if it's a bit of a more complicated topic, but others are going to be just short and just compact episodes filled with information that we think have added value to our businesses, to our lives, different areas in our life that we see was a really positive impact. So today we are going to be talking about Airbnb / boutique rentals and the hospitality industry. So this is an area that I guess you could say is my area. Right now I'm working on quite a few different projects, but it is a big area that I've been invested into for the last 3 years. So I run a small boutique hotel in Ucluelet, Canada, British Columbia. It's called the Nummy Project. It is a luxury high-end stay. Thankfully, it has become a seven-figure business, and I could have never done it by myself. My team has been a huge support, and it's been such a fun process. Huge, huge learning experience, a lot of ups and downs. In the beginning, it was some of my dark years, I guess you could say. Really stressful, a lot of sleepless nights. But it was a really rewarding process because I think it added value to other areas in my life, my personal life, that I didn't think would add values to. A point is just problem solving in itself. Being in the hospitality industry, especially in the luxury market of it, it's definitely a process learning to problem solve and to manage guest expectations. Because you're in that sector of luxury stay, usually expectations are a bit higher, and the way that you react is you have to be a bit more cautious and a bit more careful and strategic in how you do your decision making. But getting into it, it's definitely just, I've found so much wealth of knowledge through it that I wanted to share with you guys, and that's what we'll be doing today. We'll try and keep this episode pretty short, which is that I just want to share 6 points that I think really added a lot of value to building the brand, the Nummy Project, and helped it sustain and grow to the seven-figure business that it is today. So getting into it as soon as possible, just a quick background. The Nummy Project, we started off as Airbnb only. So you could only book through Airbnb. And that was so for the first 6-ish months of starting the company. At that point, it was just myself running it. I didn't have any help whatsoever. The Nummy Project is built of 4 cabins and 4 suites. They're all oceanfront. And each of the units have their own private cedar sauna, and all the cabins have their own private cedar hot tub, and the suites have a communal, I guess you could say, area with a cold plunge, cedar hot tubs. And yeah, it's very niched towards that experience luxury stay. So in the beginning, like I said, we started off as just Airbnbs. Before that, I had built the whole brand identity. I was running the marketing, I was running the back end, I was running the front end, all guest customer service, everything. I was doing it, and I got really, really burnt out. But I did learn a lot through the process as well, and eventually that burnout led to a huge blessing in my life, which was discovering the team that we now have today. And yeah, we've built a really solid team, and definitely not gotten where we are today without all of them. But there are a couple of really important points that we also couldn't have gotten to where we are today if we hadn't focused on these points. So starting off with number one is having a good product. It sounds so basic and very, a very easy thought process to go through. Having a good product is so important, because if you have that, you don't have to put that much effort, you still do, but into selling that product, because it's just that good that people are going to want it. So when creating the NAMI project, it was from the architectural, from the build of it, to the interior design, to the architectural details, everything was very thought of to be a product where you'd look at it and be like, wow, I really want to stay here. I don't see a reason for me not to stay here. We're not talking about the dollar signs, just talking about looks-wise and experience-wise. It's a very appealing stay to, I guess, not to everyone, but to a lot of people, because everyone has their unique what they like and what they don't like, right? But really focusing on just having a good product, right? The NAMI project, we chose it to be oceanfront. The land was bought, it's a privately owned, and the land was bought right next to the ocean. The build of it is a Scandinavian and Japanese inspired architecture. So it's a very unique interior design and architecture build. And the whole, all the details from the bathrooms, the finishes, to the couches, the beds, the bedding, everything was super well thought of, where we wanted to create this product that was just really appealing to majority of the customer. So creating that, a lot of times there's people just want to get started, but really thinking, and that's super important to just go for it and just start, but also making sure that what you're launching is something that you're proud of and it's a good product where you look at it and you're like, wow, I would want this myself. What would be the reason to stop me from wanting to buy the product or stay here or, do whatever area of the product it is, if it's a hostel stay or if it's a, a bag you're launching or a drink brand or something like that, making that product so appealing that it's just a good product overall that you don't find a lot of reason not to, or just when it comes to looks of it and the feel of it, not to look further into it. So that's the number one. When you have the good product, it's always a lot easier to market it, okay? That kind of goes into the second aspect, which is marketing and branding. To form that brand, it's so important to form a structural brand identity, so making sure that you go through all the areas and that your brand identity is very grounded, so that when somebody looks at something, let's say, I'll give you an example, I had mentioned, the NAMI project, the interior is very specifically designed with a Japanese and Scandinavian touch to the interior design. And we have details, a lot of little details, which we'll go into because it's the third point, but which is from scent to touch and feel of certain products, from the bedding to couches to other aspects that we use. So all these small aspects that add to that brand identity, where if, let's say, somebody goes somewhere else and visits, they think, oh, this kind of reminds me of the NAMI. Certain aspects that kind of bring back to the core of your branding. That's really important. Another thing which goes with the marketing and the branding, there's so much in this area that would literally take hours to just touch on. But one thing that in under marketing and branding that was so, so valuable and was a big pinpoint that really helped us create more of that brand identity and also help us to grow on social media and also to get higher occupancy rates was that it is super, super important that the people you choose to collaborate with or brands you choose to collaborate with really, really represent your brand super, super well. Okay, so the NAMI, we have collaborations on a daily basis, people reaching out to us, asking to do collaborations, which is a fantastic position to be in. But majority of these collaborations, we don't continue with. And the reason why is because we've gotten to a point that it's super important to make sure that our brand stays representing its brand guidelines very well. And the kind of feel that we want to portray to potential customers or other people out there, brand magazines, so on and so forth. And that's why it's super important that when you choose in the marketing area, when you choose to do collaborations, that you make sure that even though maybe it's like that person or the agency seems really cool and you like certain aspects of it, that it really fits well with your brand and that it's not going to stray away from the focal points of your brand. So that was a huge point in our strategy that really aided the process of grounding in that brand identity, and also bettering our customer base, because the people aligned very well with our brand identity, because the posts and the marketing we were putting out was very well aligned with the core brand identity. So that's the second point, is to create very strong brand identity. Make sure you go through that super well. And the other thing is, when it comes to collaborations, make sure that the collaborations you do, you're not just taking anyone or any agency. Again, not because you don't like them specifically, but just because you really need to make sure that it aligns with the core essence of your brand super, super well. Otherwise, you're going to, in my case, being in the hospitality industry, you're going to waste nights, waste the time of the photographer agency, because it's not going to be exactly the project you want, and waste time. And time and occupancy, as you guys probably know, super, super important in the hospitality industry. So that's the second point. The third point is probably one of my favorites, which is, I guess I'd like to boil it down to the devil's into details, which boils also into guest experience. So in that area at the NAMI, we thought about how can we impact a guest so much that their stay, their surprise factor of entering the room continues throughout their stay, right? Because a big point of when you're checking into a hotel, let's say, even if it's a hotel that you've been really anticipating to stay there, you check in and you see how beautiful it is. Wow, like furniture, the view, you know, the area looks so amazing. And then as the days go by, not that you lose interest of the place, but that wow factor was the moment that you open the door. Now to relive that wow factor will have to be a very unique experience or something that happens that's very different from your environment that you're currently experiencing, right? So for us, it was really important, and to niche down on that luxury experience, it's really important to make sure that you don't overlook the details. So a really good way to make sure that somebody remembers their experience, and this goes for a lot of things, not just for the hospitality, is to make sure you try and touch on as much as you can of the five senses. So for us, obviously, one sight, when you look at the place, it's visually very appealing, very aesthetic. The next one is on the taste factor. It's hard in the hospitality. It's not like you can like taste the room or something like that, right? To touch on really quick is the NAMI project does not cater. Okay, that's super important. But when a guest arrives, we provide for them these local chocolates as well as locally brewed kombuchas. And that's just to influence that touch on that taste factor. The other one is a touch. So the touch, what we use is a lot of linens, organic materials to really create that sense of that there's a lot of different textures, even from the floors that are all micro cement to the Moroccan rugs that we actually had imported from Morocco. We went there, handpicked everything. And then also from the micro cement bathrooms to a lot of the organic linen bedding that a guest goes through that experience of the touches, the different, and even visually, the different textures. So that's the other sense that we touch on. And then smell. For us, smell is something that sometimes can be overlooked, but honestly, it adds a lot of subconscious impact to a person. So for example, at the NAMI, we have essential oils, diffusers that are constantly running. And the essential oils is a mixture of eucalyptus and lavender. It's our own personalized mixture that we did. And this smell goes throughout it's very light. It's not very strong. It's a very light because you don't want to overwhelm the guests, right? But it's that scent that is very light, and the moment you enter into the property, you can kind of smell this, and in your room there's a light sense of smell, so that even when a guest has checked out of the Nami but are, I don't know, going somewhere, visiting some other place totally random, and gets a scent of that kind of lavender-ish or eucalyptus, and they're like, "Oh, wow, this reminds me of something." Your subconscious has a huge impact on you. Maybe you're like, "Oh, wow, this smells like the Nami Project." You know, right there, you impacted them subconsciously, but it's something that really stays with the guest. So that for us is also super important. So that's why we've created our own scent, I guess you could say, and that's in each one of the rooms, so that it really touches on that area. The final one's the sound, right? Which is for us, it's not, we do not have speakers in the room because our whole branding is the art of slow living, which impacts a lot of just slowing down and being in the quiet. So we don't want to disturb other guests by having noise constantly going, but just the natural sound of the waves. Inside of our branding, there's a lot of reiteration of water, the impact of water, the sound, going to sleep in with the sound of the waves and everything. So touching on that, the sound of the waves being so close to the ocean, that's where the last sense is touched. Okay, so the devil's in the details. Remember, guys, when you really pay attention to the details, that is what's going to make a stay go from here to up here, and is going to let that guest continue to experience that wow factor throughout their stay, because they'll always be discovering something new that they find really valuable. Now, there's a lot of different things that we do as well, which is we leave a personal card and written message to each one of our guests. There's other details that we do, but that would take a bit too long, and we want to move on to the next point, which is super important, which is pricing strategy. Pricing strategy is super, super important. You do not want to miss out on possible growth in revenue because you're missing out on the value of pricing strategy, okay? There's a lot that can be said about this, but in very simple terms, because we have to move on to the next point, not to make it too long, is to make sure that you know very well your high and low season. Super, super important. Okay, at UQLIT, we have one super high, I guess you could call it super high season, which is the summer season. And then winter, there's like 3 months out of the year that is actually a bit of a, it's not a high season, but it's like an intermediate season, which is storm season, which not everyone comes, but there's a lot of guests that do come to UQLIT Tofino area to experience that storm season because the waves get massive and the storms get gnarly out there. So that is a bit of a miniature high season during a low season that we experience. So making sure that you're looking into those areas and adjusting the price to that, right? It's a lot about demand and supply. If there is very little supply, there's going to be higher demand. So then raising, you have to raise those prices depending on the occupancy, how much occupancy there is, right? Because there is a lot of loss of revenue when you're not paying attention to that, because you could be making so much better strategic or business strategic moves in the pricing by overlooking those difference in the seasons, you know, of high season, low season. The other part area that you should be looking at, which is super important, is of course like holidays and different times of the year where there are national like days off and things like that, right? Really important to go over a calendar that has all those dates very well highlighted and do your pricing adjusting to that. So make sure that you're not missing out on revenue because you're missing out on pricing strategy. Okay. The next point we're going to touch on is efficiency or work efficiency. So the Nami Project, we're not too big of a group. We have an offsite team and an onsite team. Our team is not very large, but we are very efficient in the way that we operate because one, we have communication is top priority. Transparency, so, so, so important to have a super transparent work environment. Okay, especially for me, since I manage the business. I want for the rest of my teammates to know that they can come to me, be super transparent, and then we can work through problems, find solutions a lot easier because there's nothing preventing or keeping us like kind of thinking that we cannot share something because somebody will be upset, or this, it makes us embarrassed about something. So having that clarity and that transparency, super important. And then optimization. A lot of our systems are optimized. What's super important though is that there's like a sweet spot, especially when it comes to that, again, that luxury stay impact, is that you don't want to make it so optimized that you get rid of that human touch. Okay. Super, super important to find that balance, because if you go too optimized, then it loses that personal touch and then it loses that impact on the guest. So making sure you have a balance on that, that you go through all your numbers and all your back office and front end, and you see what could I optimize that wouldn't have a negative impact on my guest experience by taking away the personalization, and what can I and can I do, and what can't I do in that area. So making sure you're analyzing those two areas, super, super important, because creating that optimization is really important, because it'll help your workflow. It'll make things a lot quicker and processes a lot quicker to deal with, while still maintaining a balance of, again, don't make it too impersonal. Make sure that there's a balance in both of those worlds. The last one that I want to touch on, which for me, again, is another super important point, and I think is a point that adds so much, so much value to it, which is work environment. Okay. You want to make sure that the people that are in your team enjoy being working with you. That's so important, because I want to be in a place, and this is something that I've learned and throughout my short life so far, but that there's such a positive impact when you enjoy the environment of your work. You come to work, you want to work, you want to go out, you want to experience, like you want to get up and get to work because you love your work environment. You love the work you do. Obviously, aside from that, a very important area in that is just that you need to enjoy the work that you do. But the other part is that can be influenced so much by the environment of your work. So for me, with my team, it's really important that the environment, it touches on the point that I just talked about, one, very transparent, very fun, and I make sure that I am at the exact same level as everyone else in our team, okay? They can come to me with an idea. I incentivize, I guess that's how you say it in English, but incentivize the rest of the team to come to me to tell me ideas. Like, I'm not the one that has all the ideas. Obviously, two minds are always better than one. So I'm always very open in the aspect of, please come to me if you have an idea. Like, on a day, like, text me and be like, hey, I have a new idea for this marketing campaign that I'm thinking about. I have this new idea for operations, even the on-site team that does all the cleaning. Hey, I have this new idea to make the cleaning more efficient and quicker. Like, and I literally just hop on a call and we just talk about it. I'm at the exact same level as everyone else in my team. I try to make that super clear where, again, that if they have an idea, it's not like they don't know if they should say it because it's not really their place. Well, they just, like, we just share all together. And that one, I always make sure that they're enjoying their work. If they're not enjoying their work, then they're not going to be doing a good job with their work, okay? That is so directly correlated with each other. There's so much correlation in that, that if you do not enjoy your work, you will not be able to excel at that work, right? So for me, that's super important that you are enjoying that work so that you can put more and more into that area that you're doing. So I always check on my team on a weekly, sometimes daily basis, like, hey, how's it going? How are you feeling? Like, making sure they're not burnt out, making sure that they are enjoying, making sure that if they are burnt out, I find a way, work with them to see what could we do to help relieve some pressure in this area. What could we add? What could we take? You know, who could we add to help you? And being super proactive in that and making sure that you're being attentive to all of those team members too, because if they feel like they are loved in their position, they will want to give love to their position. I guess you could say that. So super, super important to make sure that the work environment is good, where they are, the people that you are working with want to excel with you and for the brand. Okay. So those are just some quick 6 points. I guess relatively quick because we're almost at half an hour now. But really crucial points that helped our business go from here all the way up to here, for those listening, basically do a big fat jump and reach that seven-figure income that or revenue that we're now in. So super, super important to always be doing self-reflection as well in this area. A lot of times you are not doing the right thing, and a lot of times you need to just look at it, analyze it, and restructure whatever you're doing. You know, there's a lot of process of learning. Don't feel defeated if you have to take 3 steps back in order to take one massive leap forward. It's the process. There were days that I would cry myself to sleep. There were days that I would have alarms like every 1 hour throughout the night just to make sure everything was going well, because I was scared that something was happening that would go wrong. And that's just part of the journey. But what's super important is, one, that you love what you do, and that, two, you don't burn out yourself, and that, three, you're open to always learning. Okay, guys, so I hope that if this is an area that you're interested in, that you can, that this could possibly have helped you. If it's an area you're not interested in, like I said in the beginning, a lot of things that I learned in this field that I'm in, of the hospitality, have positively impacted other areas of my life, my personal life, so much. So you never know, it could add a lot of value to different areas in your life that you weren't thinking of, but because now you're given a different perspective, you can look into that area in a different way. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. I am really looking forward to another episode, especially filming it with Nat. Like I said, unfortunately I was very sick, but we are back from the dead, healthier than ever, and ready to conquer this year of 2025. I cannot wait for what's to come. I'm sure there'll be a lot of ups and a whole lot of downs, but it's part of the process, and that's the beauty of life, which is just the unexpected. So yeah, if you guys enjoyed this episode, please like and also subscribe, and feel free to always leave us comments. If there's anything you want us to touch on, let us know. Remember that we are on this journey together. We are nowhere where we want to be. Nat and I know we talk about this all the time. We're always thinking about what's next, you know, what's our next step? What are we doing? What are we focusing on to life to add to that end goal? And just to remember, it's the process. There's a beauty in the process. I know that the end goal is always really good, and I know it's a bit of a cliche, but there is such a beauty in the process. And you learn a lot, and there's a lot of character growth. So we are so happy that you chose to come on this journey with us, and we really look forward to see you guys on next week's episode. Bye.